Welcome, little ones, to Bedtime Stories with Nana Shell. I hope you've had an amazing day, and I'm so excited to be able to read to you a bedtime story tonight. Now make sure you've brushed your teeth and you've got your pajamas on. Tuck yourself into bed and rest your head on your pillow, and let's dive into a story to wish you good night. Big Bird brings spring to Sesame Street. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book about Big Bird's plans to brighten up the dreary winter scenery along Sesame Street with the six flowers he has bought. Let's begin. Big Bird looked down Sesame Street. Everything was covered with a thick layer of white snow. Big Bird sighed. It had been a long winter. He was tired at looking at plain white snow. He walked through the park and thought about all the things he couldn't do because of the snow. He couldn't ride his unicycle down Sesame Street. He couldn't play in the sandbox in the playground. He couldn't roller skate on the sidewalk. Besides, winter is so gloomy, thought Big Bird. I wish spring were here. Suddenly, Big Bird had a wonderful idea. I'll buy some flowers to put in my nest. Then it will look like spring is already here. So Big Bird walked down to Mrs. McIntosh's store and bought six of his favourite flowers. I feel better already, thought Big Bird as he walked back towards Sesame Street with his bouquet of six beautiful flowers. On the way to his nest, Big Bird stopped at Count's castle. Ah, Big Bird, what beautiful flowers, cried the Count. Let me count them. One beautiful flower, two beautiful flowers, three, four, five, six beautiful flowers. Big Bird, I love counting your beautiful flowers. Gee, I didn't buy the flowers to count them, said Big Bird. I thought them to remind me of spring. Would you like to keep this pretty pink daisy? You can count all of its petals. Wonderful, cried the Count. I also love counting flower petals. One pretty pink flower petal, two pretty pink flower petals, three. Big Bird walked down Sesame Street, carrying his five flowers. He stopped to watch Maria shovel snow from the sidewalk in the front of the fix-it shop. Oops, Maria slipped and fell in the snow. Oh, Maria, are you hurt? Asked Big Bird as he helped her stand up. No, Big Bird, I'm not hurt, but I'm tired of winter and shoveling snow, she said. Here, Maria, said Big Bird, you may have one of my flowers. It will help you feel happy again. Thank you, Big Bird, said Maria, taking the orange tiger lily. Big Bird walked on down Sesame Street with the four flowers he had left. He found Grover sitting sadly on the steps. Oh my goodness, said Grover unhappily. Furry old Grover is very blue. Of course you are blue, said Big Bird. You have blue fur. No, Big Bird. I mean, I'm very sad. I cannot ride my scooter in the snow. Maybe this blue pansy will make you feel better, said Big Bird, and he gave it to Grover. Big Bird looked down at his three flowers and he noticed that one of them was bent over. Uh-oh, said Big Bird, holding up the purple iris. The flower stem is broken. The lid of the trash can clanged open. I love things that are broken. Well, gee, Oscar, I guess you can have my purple iris. Thanks, Bird, said Oscar. Grouches like flowers that are bent and broken. He grabbed the purple iris and slammed down the lid of his trash can. Big Bird clutched his last two flowers. Then he saw Ernie. Hi, Big Bird, said Ernie. You look cold. I'm so cold, my tail feathers are frozen, answered Big Bird. Where are you going? I'm going to see Betty Lou. She's sick in bed with the flu. I wish I had something to take her to cheer her up. Oh, said Big Berg, looking down at his last two flowers. Do you think she would like a yellow daffodil? Oh, yes, thank you, Big Bird. Ernie took the flower and went to 123 Sesame Street. Big Bird went into Hooper's store to get warm. Bert was sitting at the counter, sadly sipping his fizzy fizz. What's wrong, Bert? You look kind of glum. I've lost my favourite paperclip, wailed Bert. I dropped it in the snowdrift. Now I have to wait until the snow melts to find it. Oh, Big Bird, what if my paperclip gets all rusted by then? Don't worry, Bert. Your paperclip will still be there in spring. Oh, Big Bird. Then he looked at the single rose Big Bird was holding. Say, what are you going to do with that beautiful rose? He asked. I'm going to give it to you, Bert. Big Bird gave Bert his last flower and he left Hooper's store. Empty-handed, Big Bird walked back up Sesame Street towards his nest. He'd given away all of his six flowers. Oh well, he thought, soon it will be spring. When he got to the lamppost, Big Bird turned around. Sesame Street looked different. The plain white snow-covered street was splashed with bright flowers. The flowers Big Bird had given to his friends were blooming up and down the Sesame Street. Big Bird had brought spring to Sesame Street. So that is how Big Bird brought spring to Sesame Street. Well, little ones, I hope you enjoyed our bedtime story. It's now time for our nightly prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the earth my soul to keep, that angels watch me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, little ones.